Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello and welcome to the Athlete Daughter podcast. This is Julia Legian. Today, I'll be talking to a very special young lady. Her name is Savannah Shea. Savannah is a life coach. She helps people accomplish goals and live up to their full potential through energy management and self-love. And I can't wait to hear all about it. Hello, Savannah. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Savannah, could you kindly share with our listeners a bit about your background?
My background's kind of all over the place. I am self-taught in most everything. Formal school was never something I could really get the hang of because I'm not very good at sitting still or focusing. I love to learn, but I like to learn about the things that I like to learn about, not the things that they feel I should learn that, you know, I to this day never ever use. So I kind of made my own way through life, which was, if anybody tells you their story is a straight shot linear path, they're leaving out a lot because everything's back and forth and bouncing around, and in the end you eventually end up where you're supposed to be and how everything is, and there's no easy way to get to it. So, you know, I was a college dropout. I tried so hard to make it work. I really did. I tried my best. And part of the problem was I should have taken a couple of years off to get my bearings and everything, but I was kind of pressured into going to school by my family, of course, because, you know, that's the thing people tell you you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, after high school, go to college and continue your education in a formal sense the way everybody else has always done it, because that's how people think you become successful. But, you know, it's far from the truth. I mean, you can. There's nothing wrong with that path at all. It can totally work for you if that's in alignment with who you are. But some of us just, we can't sit there and focus for, you know, 6 hours.
I know how you feel. I'm one of those.
Yeah, I gotta get up and I gotta move. I have a hard time sitting still for more than 30 minutes. I can't do it. So I dropped out of college after failing a bunch of classes. I tried really hard. I really did. And kind of floated through life for a few years, not really sure of where I was going or what I was doing. I was a waitress for 6 years. Part of that was while I was in school. And then when I quit going to school, I just stayed at my job for a while. Then I had my son. And so I stopped working when I was pregnant with him. I started a blog. That's how it started in the very first sense. I was always into the online stuff, and because that's how I learned everything. So I decided I'd start a blog because I was always a writer. I carried notebooks around with me 24/7 and wrote in them all the time. So, you know, why not start a blog? It sounded something like I would do. Didn't really know what I was doing with from there, and it just kind of evolved the more I learned and discovered that there was like a whole world out there, because people get trapped in their immediate surroundings.
Yeah.
I thought, thought 100% that the only type of music in the entire world was country music until I was like probably 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously. Because that's all my family listened to. That's all my friends listened to. That's the only thing I was ever introduced to. So when I finally like discovered this whole world out there, I got addicted to it. I guess I'm a learnaholic. I want to know everything all the time. But it kills me that people are so, I don't want to say closed-minded, because closed-minded is something different, but they don't see all of the possibilities out there, because they only see their immediate surroundings, I guess.
Yeah.
I always say around here, I don't know where how it is other places, but around here, I call it the trifecta. Everyone always goes to school around here to be in the medical field,
yeah,
a hairdresser, or a teacher.
Yeah.
Everybody. You
follow the crown.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, that's where we're at now. I want people to know that there's a unlimited amount of possibilities out there.
So how did you start your path as a life coach?
Okay, well, it started with the blog, sort of.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what got me, like, into that world and to see that I could incorporate that into it.
Yeah.
But I was part of a multi-level marketing company in an effort to make some money while working from home, staying with my, you know, newborn child.
Yeah.
In researching ways to better coach people underneath me in this, I kind of stumbled across the world of life coaching.
Yeah.
And it's like, it hit me like a sack of bricks, right? Because that's exactly, like, it just resonated instantly that that's what I could do. And I knew I could take, because I started the blog because I knew I had stuff to teach people.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what I was teaching them. I just knew that I had knowledge that needed to be shared. And that's been a long road trying to figure out, because you have to make it precise and figure out exactly what you're talking about, because if you don't know what you're talking about, nobody else does. And for a long time, I had no idea.
So you are a big believer in energy. Can you explain how the energy works and how do you use it to make it work for you in your life?
All right. There's two aspects to the energy, okay? Everybody who looks at it as either scientific or woo-woo,
yeah.
Okay?
I'm on a lot the of people other not, side.
Yeah, yeah, like the crazy,
yeah.
You know, what are these people talking
yep,
about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of like in between that because I know the science of it, but I also know the woo-woo part of it.
Yep.
And once you know the science of it, the woo-woo isn't all that crazy. Have you ever heard the law of attraction?
Yes, I do, but I still don't know how to use it effectively.
Right. All right. So it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
The law of attraction, for anybody who doesn't know, is essentially what you put out into the universe comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So like attracts like. Good energy and positive energy attracts more good and positive things.
Yeah.
Negative energy and negative vibes attract more of such. That's why you'll notice people always think that happy people are happy because good things happen to them.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Happy people are happy already, and they attract more good things because they're happy.
Okay.
And then negative people, you know, they always seem like the world's falling apart, everything bad happens to them, you know.
Yeah.
I hear people all the time, you can't save up for nothing, because as soon as you save up, something breaks, and you have to buy a new washer, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I have a few of that in my family.
yeah, exactly. And it's that negative energy that you're throwing out into the universe,
yeah.
And it's coming right back to you, because the universe wants to help you,
yeah.
Okay? It wants to give you everything that you want in life, but it doesn't understand anything but literals,
yeah.
And it relies on you to tell it what you want, right? And as human beings, we are horrible about knowing what we want. We don't know. We have no idea. Nobody ever knows what they want. It takes a lot of effort and concentration to actually figure out precisely what you want. They'll tell you all day long they don't want this. But that doesn't, the universe doesn't hear I don't want. They only hear I want.
How do you get rid of the negative energy and to channel the good energy into your universe, whatever that you call it?
Well, with practice.
Uh-huh.
It's 100% practice. You gotta start at the root of the cause. Like, I just wrote a couple of books about this, actually. Uh-huh. They released today, actually, because I was trying to get them out to
good
for the holidays. Yeah, it really is good timing. I've worked my butt off the past 2 weeks trying to finish them up so I could release them. But anyway, one of them's on, but the reason I mention it is because you kind of have to come at it from a couple of different directions. No doubt we are shaped by how we are raised and how we grow up and how the world, the situations that we encounter as we, you know, grow. These situations and things that we encounter leave scars,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Yeah.
For example, if you... Just because I can't think of anything else. If you think you're fat, it's because the world has showed you,
yeah,
or told you to feel that way about yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that leaves a scar, and you can't be positive and have all those good vibes if you don't feel like you love yourself. You're always going to attract exactly what you feel like you deserve.
Yeah.
So if you feel negatively about your self-image or who you are as a person,
yeah,
then those are the kind of vibes that you're going to put out into the world.
I find it's very difficult to practice self-love when you down, and especially at times when, you know, say I face serious life challenges. What's the best way to overcome this problem, though, Savannah?
Forgiveness is probably the absolute positive best tool that you can have in your toolbox of life, I guess. Because we hold on to that negative energy,
yeah,
when we do something that we regret, or like, you know, why did I say that? Or why did I not say that? Why did I do it like that? I should have done this. I could have done better.
Yeah.
You need to let go of all that, because holding on to that's what's causing all the negativity. Learning to forgive yourself.
And how do you learn to forgive yourself, though? Like, I mean, what kind of steps do you have to take to be able, you know, to come to the conclusion that, okay, I need to forgive myself so that I can move on?
Right. Well, it's part of realizing that you're just a person. Everybody's just a person. Oprah is just a person. And everybody's just a person, okay? The only difference between them and you is how you feel about yourself.
Hmm.
And, like, everybody thinks it's, you know, to be rich and famous, you have to start from somewhere. You don't. Oprah came from nowhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people came from nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at coming up with examples.
That's okay. Lots of famous people, usually they came from nowhere, and, you know, they started from where they were, and they just worked their butt off to get to where they want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do a lot of meditation techniques,
yeah,
in forgiveness.
Yeah.
One thing I do is a visualization,
mm-hmm,
technique, and you either imagine, say you're trying to forgive yourself for something that you did or didn't do as a child. You would imagine yourself as a child, that child standing in front of you, and you would simply tell, or like in the situation that's going on that caused all this, and you would simply just state, I forgive you.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all it takes.
It's that
and,
simple?
It's that simple. And, you know, it might take a few times.
Yeah.
You can't do it once. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something seriously set in stone, like seriously carved into your inner being, it might take a few tries, but every time you do it, it's going to erase a little bit of it, a little bit of the hurt, and a little bit of the pain, and it's going to make it a little bit better. And then you can do it the exact same way with other people, if you're trying to forgive other people, because holding grudges can really, really cause some bad effects. Not only how you feel about yourself and your vibes and stuff, but it can actually cause a health problem just sit there and molder, I guess.
I agree with you. I used to carry a lot of anger and hatred when I was younger. So I suffer a lot of physical illness and also mental illness. And until I learned how to let all that go, it's amazing how my life just transformed instantly from a really sick person, like mentally and physically, into a very energetic and happy person. Because, you know, once you let go of your past and all the anger and all the hatred, you feel like you're weightless, you know? You don't carry, say, you know, a huge monkey on your back anymore. But it takes a lot of hard work to be able to let go of the past. So by saying that, what is another effective way for our listeners that are listening right now, and they're in so much anger and pain, and they want to let go, but they can't let go. What's the most best effective way for them to combat that challenge right now?
Limiting beliefs have a big part of it. You can absolutely accomplish anything if you decide to do it. The number one step, like forgiveness is on up there, and forgiveness is probably number two.
Yeah.
Number one, I would say be decide that you are no longer going to be this way.
Yeah.
Because you actually have to make a conscious effort to decide that you're going to be happy. You can't just wake up, I hope I'm happy today.
Yeah.
You have to wake up and decide, today is going to be a great day. Today, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to try and forgive. Today, I'm going to try and let go of this.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to let go of this. So you have to, you know, make the conscious effort to actually decide that that's what you want to do.
What if you make the decision and still, you know, you have that demon in your head keep on telling you, no, you know, I don't want to be happy. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to let go. What is your suggestion? Do they need to go and find some professional help to help them, you know, to guide him through the process? Because like what I said, you know, I've been there and I know that it's incredibly hard to do it yourself. Is it more effective and better to go and find someone else that just hold in your hand and help you through the process?
It's definitely the less time-consuming route. If you were faster, then I would definitely go find you somebody to help you with that.
Yeah.
It can be done on your own, but you have to be very diligent. You have to be very committed. You have to just keep on and keep on and be resilient, not give up. Definitely getting some help would cut your time in half, probably, at least.
So what are the steps to help yourself to or guide yourself through self-help or self-love, Savannah?
The steps are endless. They are absolutely endless. There's 100 different things.
Give me a few powerful and effective steps.
Okay. So forgiveness and decision is definitely up there. Self-care, taking care of yourself. Because, you know, feeling good about yourself is a mental thing you have to get to.
Yeah.
Whereas taking care of yourself is kind of like a physical act that you just have to kind of do it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take a whole lot of mental, like, I mean, it takes a little bit to, you know, stay committed to I'm going to exercise and I'm going to eat right. And we all have problems with it. Everybody.
Uh-huh.
I have not found a person yet who is absolutely positively flawless in taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
All you can do is try and do your absolute best at it. Try to enlist help. So when you're even in taking care of yourself, the self-care stuff, life is a team effort. Do not have to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it all yourself.
Yeah.
All it's going to do is cause more stress, more despair, more everything bad. You're just one person, and it is okay to be just one person.
Yeah.
So get your spouse to help you. Get your Teach your spouse to help you. Teach your children to help you. Your family and your friends.
What if your spouse and your children and your family are the cause of your unhappiness and the cause of your self-love? What are you going to do then?
Self-love and happiness and all that comes from within. Nobody else can cause you to feel a certain way about yourself. I understand, like, if this person does something bad to you, then that can cause you to be unhappy, but you have to learn to look at things from a different perspective. And I don't mean just from, like, their perspective, but the perspective of the universe, I guess, and the way it works and the way people work. Everybody, most people aren't bad. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Most people want to be good, and most people are good. Most people, we're pretty much all just doing the absolute best we can with what we have available at any given moment.
Uh-huh.
And when people meet you with anger and negativity, mostly it's because they have scars themselves
mm-hmm.
that need healing. So when people come at me with negativity and hate, I take a moment and realize that they're coming from this place because they have scars themselves that need healing. And I take a minute and I thank the universe that I am healing my own scars
mm-hmm.
and that I have found a path to be able to heal my own scars. And I pray that they find a path that helps them as well. You can't really change anybody who doesn't want to change. So they have to want to do better. In most cases that I come across in my personal life, it's not a matter of they don't want to do better, but they don't realize that they need to do better. And, you know, that's fine. You have to accept that everybody is on, acceptance. That's a good one. You have to accept that everybody is on their own unique journey and path that is right for them. Whether or not you feel that that path is right for them is not your place. You kind of just have to let them live their life and do your best to lead by example and hope that you spark some inspiration in others to do better or want to do better or, you know, that kind of stuff.
But if your family members and friends say they are your constant source of unhappiness, would you say that it's best to walk away from the environment? I mean, it's okay to accept them for who they are, but to allow yourself constantly to be in a negative environment, I'm pretty sure it won't help you, you know, on your journey to self-love.
Right. Not at all. Not at all. And I have some personal experience of that. However, I personally am really bad about just, you know, walking away. But I understand that that's not always the best solution.
Yeah.
With your family, it's really hard to just, like, cut all ties. And if you can handle all that and you're okay with doing that, then, I mean, if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. No judgment. But if you don't want to do all that, then I would say you still don't have to sit there and subject yourself to such negativity, or I don't want to say meanness or badness or, you know, whatever. Negativity, I guess, encapsulates all of that. It's okay. So come into the situation happy, good vibe. Make it a point to come from a place of love and happiness and project that into the entire room. Try to fill the room with your own light. And because there's two ways you could do it. You could fill it with the room with your own light, or you can subject it to their darkness. So you can do that. And then if they still keep on and keep on, it's okay to leave. It's okay to be like, well, I have to go. And you don't even have to make up an excuse. Okay. You're just like, well, I got to go. I got things to do.
Yeah. I usually take the easy way out, just choose not to be in the room with that person that, you know, have such bad vibe. Anyway, so what is your book all about? Can you tell us quickly a little bit about your book?
Yeah, there's three of them. It's Chakra Enchanter, which I almost touched on a couple of times, because chakras are energy flows through us and from the earth and all around us. Everything is energy, and it is always moving all the time. Our chakras, we have seven main ones, which is where energy whirlpools within our bodies. And when they are clear and flow effortlessly, then we see positive manifestations in our life. We have ease and less stress, and don't really see any kind of bad mental problems, health problems, quality of life problems. But when they become blocked by situations in our world that we encounter, it causes health problems and mental problems. And like, each chakra is connected to certain aspects of your life and yourself. For example, your first chakra is connected to anxiety. If it's blocked, it'll cause anxiety, and then stability, and even your cash flow. So if you have money problems, most of the time it's because you have root chakra problems. Okay, so the first one's Chakra Enchanter, so that's what that is. And then the second one is Abundance Prospectus, which is about money mindset and living a life of abundance, and how you can heal energy blocks to open the flow up to abundance in the universe. And then the third one is Magnificent Illuminated, which is about self-love and how you can learn to love yourself and let go of all past scars and whatnot.
So before we go, Savannah, can you give us one powerful, maybe, or helpful tip to our listeners, that how can they use that tip right now to better their lives?
Yeah, just forgiveness is that. If I could leave y'all with anything, learn to forgive. And it's an ongoing process. You're not going to heal absolutely everything sitting down and doing this visualization one time tonight. Like, it's not going to happen. It takes diligence. I would try to sit down and forgive something or someone every day. At least it goes along with gratitude. Be thankful for what you have and all the good in your life, because energy flows where focus goes. Okay? You focus on the good, you'll get more good. You focus on the bad, you'll get more bad.
Thank you so much for your time today. That was very interesting and very helpful.
All right, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you, as always, for listening. Can't believe 9 more days to Christmas. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And stay safe. I'll see you all in January 2017. Bye for now.